poll, 90% say DC crime is a serious problem. By Wendell Hasebo on March 10, 2023. 90% of district residents believe soaring crime in the nation's capital city is an extremely to moderately serious issue, a Thursday Washington Post Char School poll revealed. The poll asked respondents, overall, how would you describe the problem of crime in Washington, D.C.? 56% said extremely to very serious, while 34% said the soaring crime is moderately serious. Only 8% said the crime was not too serious. Just 2% had no opinion. According to the Metropolitan Police Department, carjackings are up 109% in 2023. Homicides have dramatically increased, 30%, along with theft from auto, 19%, theft, 19%, and arson, 300%. As crime rages, the district's council has tried to reduce punishments for criminals. The district criminal law, which reduces punishments for a variety of serious criminal offenses, was enacted by D.C. City Council, overriding the mayor's veto. On Wednesday, a Republican Senate resolution overwhelmingly blocked the district's soft-on crime code from becoming law, marking the first time in more than three decades that Congress has blocked a district from enacting legislation. Biden has said, noting the soaring carjackings, he would sign the Republican resolution, infuriating many House Democrats who voted against the measure last month. Many House Democrats are now on the record for voting for a soft-on-crime measure, a recorded vote Republicans will be sure to highlight come 2024. Biden has not yet signed the resolution. House Republicans celebrated their political victory on Friday. "We've watched what happened across this nation when people want to defund police," House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, stated. It was rather ironic earlier this week. An opposition group, Hands Off DC, held a competing rally at Union Station not wanting this day to happen. "And you know what happened in the middle of the day during this rally?" McCarthy questioned. "There was a carjacking at Union Station." Representative James Comer, RKY, chair of the House Oversight Committee, said the moment was a success for congressional oversight of the far-left district's council. House Republicans have kept a promise to support legislation that keeps our nation safe, starting right here, right now, in our capital city, Comer stated. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.